Are you listening?
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld. This is the Concierge Hub Stat Report. I have one question today to ask our Pharmacy Nation. Are you listening to what's going on when we talk on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and all the network hosts? Are you listening? Because, you know, we see numbers that are staggering with the amount of people who subscribe. But I ask you, are you really listening to what's going on in your profession? The Business Insider announced yesterday that Walgreens told the Securities and Exchange Commission in a filing on Tuesday that it would close 200 stores in the United States. That's after announcing that it was planning to shutter 200 stores in the UK with their boots, whatever they call it. Are you listening? First, it was the independents. Oh, they were being crushed. We're going to have 500 independents in New York closing by year's end. You read the paper. And then it was Walmart closing stores. Walgreens closing stores. Are you listening? You're driving to work, to CVS, to Walgreens, to the corner drugstore. Do you see what's happening? Do you hear what's happening? You know, you just have to read these announcements. How can you not see what's going on as they're shuttering 200 stores? I don't understand. A Walgreens spokesman wrote in a statement, as part of this effort to accelerate ongoing transformation of our business and enable investments in key areas and to become a more efficient enterprise, we plan to close approximately 200 stores in the U.S. Walgreens said that it has more than 9,560 total stores in the U.S., so it does not anticipate the closures will have a significant effect on the business, according to the spokesperson. Well, that spokesperson is not getting his or her ass fired and is going to have to go home to their family with a pink slip. They continue so cordially, given that these closures will represent less than 3% of our stores overall, and given that we have multiple locations in many markets, we anticipate minimal disruption to customers and patients, the spokesperson wrote in the statement. We also anticipate being able to retain the majority of the impacted store members in other nearby locations. Are you kidding me? If anyone in this industry has been part of a closure, even from one CVS store across the street to the other, heads will roll. There is no plan to make this list of stores available at this time. No, you know why? Because if I was working in one of those stores, I'd be looking for a job yesterday because you're going to get pink slipped. Yesterday, Jason Cavallina, the president of RxVIP, and I were at Panera Bread, which is the world headquarters of RxVIP. We've had, to my estimation, over 117 meetings at Panera Bread as we built our business over the years. We thank Panera Bread for serving up healthy, wonderful choices for us to enjoy while we go about our business development. In that meeting yesterday, Jason and I were talking about opening 200 stores for RxVIP PharmD residents to work in. Not closing stores, opening stores, opening opportunities, giving not pink slips, but magic carpet rides to PharmDs who want to practice at the height of their profession, who want to earn more money than they ever earned on the corner of happy and healthy. It's a new paradigm shift because you get to work in a physician's office. Okay, 9,560 locations, Walgreens. I don't know, I'm going to guess 10,000 something at CVS. Okay, let's just take those 10,000 to 20,000 locations. You don't think there are 20,000 physicians who would love to have you working in their office 1 to 3 days a week with no out-of-pocket expense? The model created by WellTrack One and RxVIP is doing that. It's doing it today. It's doing that now. There will be three practices opening in the next 15 to 20, 30 days here right on Long Island as the first stores that are going to be staffed by PharmDs. We're hiring, not firing. We're inspiring, not perspiring. 200 stores closed in the statement. Did you hear the word pharmacist? Did you look at this announcement? Did you see in the announcement anywhere the word pharmacist? Do these companies care just because they have wonderful little logos? Okay, CVS cares. We care. You care. Everybody cares. Who's going to tell your wife when you go home that you don't have a job besides you? Who's going to tell your family that you can't afford your mortgage or your groceries? Larry Merlo? The Walgreens? I don't know who's head of Boots. The Boots guy? You know, Puss in Boots? Who's going to tell them that you are out of a career, not a job? And there are so many people in the market looking for jobs. Oh, the prices is way up. It's like supply and demand. You're going to have no problem getting another job, at least as much as you make. Really? I got to tell you. Jason, Crystal Cruz, RxVIP, the team, Peter Bechtel. Listen to the interview that Peter did on the Concierge Pharmacist Show. Dial in to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, to Helium Radio. Ask for that. Just search it. The Concierge Pharmacist is there to give you a lifeline, a lifeboat, a career path that you wanted from the day you entered pharmacy school. Now it's here. When you entered pharmacy school, were you waiting for a press release today from Walgreens that says they're closing 200 stores? Maybe you're at Walgreens and you put in 22 years. Okay? Maybe you're at Walgreens and you just took their offer as a PharmD who graduated after 6 years and $200,000 of investment in your blood, sweat, and tears. And now you have student loans and debt. You're a number. You're going to get crushed because they don't care. They're a single piece of paper. They're a corporation that has no feelings, that has no vision of the pharmacist. They have a vision to take care of their stockholders, not their shareholders. You have to be listening. I sit in front of a microphone and I look at that microphone. It's got a little red light on it. It says it's working. I said people are hearing. We see people downloading. We see numbers. Are you really listening? Are you really hearing what's going on? There are solutions for you to practice at the height of your profession. Getting a pink slip from Walgreens or Walmart, we didn't talk about that, just happened, was it less than a month ago? You got Walmart, you got Walgreens. Are they doing it alphabetically, backwards? Is this like the reverse alphabet? Who's next? CVS? You think CVS, with all their vision, doesn't have the same financial compressions because the 800-pound gorilla, Amazon, is going to come into town and take their market share? They're taking market share. They're coming. Look at any industry that Amazon enter. Any industry. Books. See a lot of bookstores out there? Okay. You name it. Office supplies. Used to be Office Depot, Office Max, Office this, Office that. Okay? They were compressed. They were attacked by the Amazon engine, because they do what they do very well. Okay? Give them credit. They're not the devil. They do what they do very well. You know what it is? They serve the customer. They focus on the customer. They exceed expectations. That's why they succeed. Well, when you have a work staff at a pharmacy in the back of the store who doesn't get enough hours, who doesn't get enough budget, who has worked to the grindstone, you think you're going to get good customer services on your scorecards? The management of these companies has to show the respect for the people who work for them if they expect that respect to be shown to the customers. It's a gentleman from PC Richards here on Long Island, AJ Richards. So, I don't know, lived to be 100. God bless him. That company survives and thrives on Long Island. And he said, respect begets respect. If you give respect, you get respect. You work in a retail environment today. You're driving to work. Okay, it's 7:47 here, okay, on the East Coast. Store opens at 8 o'clock. You're running there. You're early. If you're some people who I know, my friend Joe, he's already in the store. He's already in the store an hour already just to clean the queue, so he has a halfway decent day. He's on top of that, okay? Respect. Respect. Treating the people who you work with respect and not putting them in work environments that kill them, kill them, kill them. Anyway, I don't make this stuff up. Okay, I'm obviously passionate about it, and I was there. Okay, this isn't like, imagine what it's like to be in a retail pharmacy. No, I was there. Okay, I was there. I survived and I thrived because I focused on the patient. That's who I worked for. Yeah, every 2 weeks, the check on the bottom said CVS Caremark because that went into the bank, thankfully. Okay, but at the end of the day, I worked for the patient. And where that patient needed me, that's where I wanted to be. Where that patient listened to the expertise, to the medication management, to the desire to help them, that's where I needed to be. And you know where I needed to be? I needed to be at the doctor's office because that's where patients are. That's where they go for professional consultation. Okay, they come up to your window on a Monday night, okay? When you're busy, you're running, you're doing flu shots, they want to hear and they want to talk to you. Stick your head out of a drive-through window today and try and do a consultation that's meaningful. Okay? The law says you have to if it's a new prescription. All right, do it when they come to the register and there's 7 people online and the queue's blowing up and say, do you have any questions for the pharmacist? Yeah, nope. Okay, bye. Thanks. Yeah, okay. Maybe you won't get a fine from the state board. You should. But maybe the company that you work for should be putting you in a position that doesn't cause that. Who suffers? The patient. Who's got the pain? The patient. But when the people taking care of the patients have even more pain and more chronic illnesses than the patients because of the work environment, close another 100 stores, close another 200 stores, keep closing them. We'll keep opening them. Okay, PharmD resident programs, WellTrack. It's here. You can be with us. Okay? 1-844-MY-RX-VIP. Ken at RXVIP Cares. Go to Helium Radio, okay, and search the Concierge Pharmacist Show. Go to the Pharmacy Podcast and search the Concierge Pharmacist Show. This is something that if you don't listen, it's okay. We still love you. We still need you. Fill up prescriptions. You know, stay in fast food pharmacy. You know, I got to pick up a Burger King or a McDonald's or a Happy Meal. You know, there's a market for you, but is that the market you want in fast food pharmacy? Take one day. Well, give him the other 35 hours or give him whatever you need to give him. Take one day off for yourself before they fire you. And you won't even have those days for yourself. It's compression time in retail pharmacy. It's not compression time in pharmacy that collaborates with physicians. The PharmD resident program. The PharmD resident program is giving you an opportunity to advance your career as a healthcare provider and be paid like a healthcare provider and be respected like a healthcare provider because you are. Look in the mirror. Look at the rearview mirror. Now it's 7:51. You got 9 minutes before the door opens and there's going to be someone there waiting for their prescription. And you know what? I just hope you're not in a Walgreens store that gets another someone coming to your store today. God bless you all for doing what you do to help the patients who need you. Take a look in the mirror and say, who's going to take care of you? This is Ken Sternfeld for the Concierge Hub. This is a stat report. This is stat, okay? Listen to this twice, okay? Listen to it twice because it's really important. Have a wonderful day.